All right, guys, get ready. Junior is here with Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, don't forget, though, Dallas, Texas. I got to keep reminding you. June 5th is the Kira's Hope 5K Run and Fun Walk at the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas, Texas, man, right by downtown. I'm looking forward. That's about a week away. And, man, it's going to be a lot of fun games out there, food. You get vaccinated. So, you know, we're excited to have everybody come on out. And you can go to Kira's Hope. That's K-I-E-R-S dot hope dot org. Kira's Hope.
Hey, Junior.
I'm sorry. I had to mess it up. What up, T?
While y'all there doing that, you think Julio Jones will be there by then?
By then, dog, he might be, man. Ain't no telling, man. But in sports news, man, you know, it's been about a year since George Floyd died yesterday. And I just want to say that the sports world has recommitted themselves to ending social justice, which is big. You know, this season, they're going to have ways they're going to be honoring George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement and end racial justice. But I don't know. Do you think it's a lot more we could do?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
For our sports. You know.
As far as sports.
I know.
As far as sports.
Yeah,
oh.
As far as sports. You
well, know, they're like bringing as much awareness as they can, right?
Yeah. Starting you know. With, yeah. Colin
Kaepernick. Professional athletes are really going in the words of Laura Ingram when she said to shut up and dribble. Well, that ain't happening no more. So get somewhere
that's
and sit
really
down.
That's not what they're doing no more. And I like that the athletes are more aware and they are doing. I mean, it was big for the NFL to even play the Negro National Anthem before every game last year. That was big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be that was a huge step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So they did release some statements, though. I do want to read the statement that they did read. The NBA did say. It said, 1 year ago, the killing of George Floyd advanced a global reckoning around the systematic racism and inspired a movement for social justice. Today and every day, members of the NBA family and United are staying united in working for change and the future that provides true equality. That came from the NBA Social Justice Coalition, and that was a statement they released. So they are committed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, the NBA, the WNBA,
the WNBA.
You know what I think
really
of, Junior? How long this has been going on, because it's been going back so far. Muhammad Ali, you know, what happened to him? I mean, you've read the history, you know, and all of what happened to him.
He lost some years.
You know, and then Colin Kaepernick, and then now it's like, you know, this has got to stop, hopefully in our lifetime. But it just has to, hopefully, you know, in our lifetime. I would love to see that.
I'm just say we're glad that the sports world has not forgotten that how serious this is and
absolutely.
That they do want to be a part of it, and they're recommitting to it. So
I love
that.
It affects all of us.
Yes, it does.
All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the best week to have sex. Right after this.
That's every week. What
is
the hell are you talking
week?
About?
Any day to end with a Y.
Soon as we get off work.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.